Oh yeah, what's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Shiny Shine Monday. And actually, this is season 2, episode 1. How y'all feeling, people? How y'all living? I know, it's been so long, but we're here now. But now, welcome to season 2, y'all. And to surprise y'all, we got a co-host. Co-host, my brother, say your name.
Hey, man, it's Joey Gathuru in the podcast format. What it do?
What it do, baby? Man, I'm so excited for season 2. I'm so excited to, like, give y'all so much new stuff. There's so much stuff that we're going to try. But first, you know, we definitely just got to commence. But before you commence, bro, Joey.
What's good?
Your birthday's on the way.
Oh,
it's lit.
When
is your birthday, Joey?
My birthday is April 10th. So if you're an Aries, shout out to all the Aries out there.
Shout out to all the Aries.
Y'all already know we the best.
Nah, all right. You kind of pushing it. You know Libra game all the way.
If you're an Aries, you know you the best. Like, it's not even like, it ain't, and you can't even argue it, but you know.
Libra gang all day. But let's actually commence for the topic, bro. And the topic, bro, fear, man.
Ooh.
Fear. I've just been seeing on everybody, you know, social media, unless they're not being funny, they're just being very fearful. They're just being very afraid, especially on what's going on in our society, bro. How you feel about that, bro?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, this time period in the world right now, it's like, it's definitely different. We're all kind of experiencing this whole thing together, so... a lot of fears and anxieties are, like, coming up right now. But, hey, that's why we here, you feel me?
Right, so let's commence to talking about it. So we're going to dissect this in 3 sections, y'all, like I always be doing it. The accepting, embracing, and overcoming. So we're going to start on the accepting part. Everybody got a fear. Like, you can't say you don't have fears, bro. Everybody at least have a fear. Now, the first step, accepting it. Accepting that this is your fear. And fears can be literally little and be big. Me, I'm afraid of spiders. I don't want no spider in my house crawling on me while I'm in the bed. No.
Hate snakes.
No. Oh, you hate snakes too? I don't necessarily say I hate snakes. I just hate the venomous ones. Cause, like, they can kill you.
Fam, I just don't mess with snakes. Period.
So, like, look. Nah. It can, but like for real, like fears, it can be as small as that or something big. Like, I'm scared of failing. Mm. I'm scared of, like, not being successful. Like, it can be like from little to big like that. But anyways, you got to accept that fear. Just accept it. And once when you accept your fear, now you got to embrace it. And that is actually the hardest part to do, like, out of the 3 steps, because I'm just speaking on our generation today, bro.
Word.
We don't like to deal with conflict. We don't like to fight for real. We don't like to fight for things that we want for real. We just became low-key lazy. I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm just speaking on our generation in general, because I know us. You know, we have to fight that regardless. We gonna do what we gotta do. But I'm just, as a whole, we don't want to deal with conflict. We don't want to deal with it at all.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not... For fear, that's not okay. We can't just run away from our fears. We can't just... When fear comes in our way, we go hide. No, we have to fight it. We have to embrace it. And once when we fight it and we pass through that storm, the last step, you did 1 and 2. You overcame it. You overcame your fear.
Mm.
And so... Yeah, go ahead, Joey. Go ahead. See, my, you got something. Go ahead.
Man, I'm just thinking, like, so, fear. Like, what does fear mean to me? Like, I mean, I kind of classify fear as, I don't think, like, it's. I mean, fear is a feeling, so you can't. I'm trying to gather my words, but yeah, you can't differentiate fear from. You know, like, is one thing more fearful than the other? Like, fear is my point, and. You know, learning to accept it, like, that's something you just have to go through yourself. It's definitely a self battle. You know, we all have like our own demons that we have inside us.
Right.
And you know, I think with our generation specifically, just I guess to speak on it, you know, there. Yes. Okay. I mean, at least from my point of view, I guess I feel like I see a lot of our people our age are like go-getters. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they have goals and they reach them and they don't let anything slow them down. And honestly, like, that's the answer to conquering your fear. It's just don't let anything slow you down. And honestly, like, learning how to love yourself is key to overcoming your fears, you know? So, I mean, I don't know if, like, I don't know what people believe in or, like, higher powers and all that stuff. But, shoot, whoever, whatever God or Jesus you believe in, it's like, yeah, like, that issue is important. So, and it's a big part in defeating your fears and you know, just getting some kind of control over it. Yeah,
because really, like, what fears is, it's pretty much, it's like the person you really find is yourself.
Facts. You're your biggest enemy.
It really is. Yeah. Like, no matter whatever, like, you're you have to fight yourself to overcome. And for my, you know, me and Joey, we're Christians, so you already know God didn't give us a spirit of fear.
That's he in didn't. The Bible right there too.
And since he didn't give us a spirit of fear, why are we afraid of things? Yeah. And that just ties with what we watch, what we see, our society, our government makes us fear things and we became afraid.
Yeah, man. But the world will tell you so many things, like, you can't do this, or you're black and you're not gonna be like Jim, who is, you know, I guess I'm just trying to compare things. But yeah, like, the world will tell you so many things that will make you honestly like fear and just be like, man, can I even like do this? Like,
right,
you know. But nah, like, don't let things like that apply to you. Don't accept that into yourself. And just don't believe fallacies out here, because the world is full of lies. And and just really learning how to, I think, mature is the biggest thing. Because
that's definitely with the overcoming. When you overcome, you grow. You grow, you overcome. And you kind of, like, I guess, definitely build a confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're not really afraid of things, the sky is the limit. I'm going to keep on going.
Yeah, and that's the mentality you got to have. And, I mean, hey, like, I'll be the first guy to be like, I'm just ready to, you know, just not do anything, or, you know, just kind of like, I guess, escape my responsibilities. But, you know, just as I'm like, I mean, in my path and where I am in life right now, it's just really understanding that, nah, like, life is really all about just maturing and growing and understanding that the past is the past and you can't go back from that. So, yeah, just keep it pushing. Like, I mean, just to quote the Bible, because, you know, I'm
for it. Yes, sir, go ahead.
But your heart is made out of hope. You know, it literally talks about that in the Bible. And it's like, if you believe that and if you set your heart towards, you know, just goodness in God, and just intentionally doing that for yourself, you will not only see your life change, like, outside of, like, your environment, but just inside too. Like, you'll feel better. And things like fears and anxiety and worries and stuff like that will definitely, like, subside, because you have a heart of hope, you know. you don't have a heart that's heavy. You're not out here negative. You're not out here, like, just hating shit, or, you know, just fucking, I don't know, like, just being mad all the time. Because I don't know about you, like, I'd be just like, you ever meet somebody and then you'll just notice, like, how heavy that person's heart is, like, just by them talking. Like, you can just have a normal conversation with somebody, but you'll just feel, like, you'll feel their energy. And it's because of, like, just where their heart is. Maybe not the actual reason, but, you know, you feel that. So, if you're aware of that yourself, it's like, you can just, I guess I call it a heart check. It's like, just check your heart real quick, bro. Like, really, really, like, check what is it desiring, and what it's, you know, what it wants, because that would really answer a lot of the questions that, you know, you go back and forth a lot in your head about. So That's kind of like my two cents, you know?
Shoot, you know, with the main example, the reason why I really pick fear, it's just obvious, man. The coronavirus. Ooh, the coronavirus, like, everybody is like, some people actually really just don't give a fuck. Like, people are literally just chilling, like, oh. Like, sure. I mean, I give props to them. But, like, most of the people are scared. They are afraid.
Yo, and the people that don't care, like, y'all need to, like, recheck your stuff. Because, like, a virus is a virus and it's here, so.
Right. And now, don't get me wrong. I'm like, I ain't telling, look, I ain't never telling y'all to be afraid. But I am telling y'all to stay woke. Please add some wisdom.
Just wash
wisdom.
Your hands.
Add some wisdom to
yourself.
Be
responsible. How about that?
There we go.
Just be responsible. You don't gotta go out, bro.
Like, you don't have to, you know, go out and try to find something to do, because really, there's nothing to do.
There's nothing to do. So it's like, why would you put people at risk? Like, it's not even like a matter of like you getting it and like you dying. It's like, even though like whatever, like the news will tell you, like. And, hey, my mom's a nurse, and I'm a nursing student as well. So, like, yeah, like, just be responsible and take into account, like, just the people that you're with, like, your grandmas and old people, too, around. Because, hey, man, we're all in this together, so.
Right. So, but back to that, there should be nothing that y'all should be afraid of. Yes, we're going through hard times right now. Yes, you know, things, a lot of people are dying. But you can't be afraid. You can't live in fear, y'all. Y'all gotta literally, you know, for my Christians again, where's your faith? You know, believe that everything's gonna be all right. Believe that your family is safe and covered by the blood. Believe that, you know, this storm is going to pass and we're going to overcome. Now, the people who are not religion, literally, just don't worry about it. Don't stress over it. It frustrates me so much. When I saw a tweet on Twitter about a female literally on like social media, and she's crying because she couldn't get diapers for her child because all the diapers are gone and people stacking up on it.
That's sad.
That blew me, bro. Because so many people are afraid and feel like the world is going to end. And people are like, everybody dying. I got to stack up and stay in my house. No.
Yeah. It's definitely getting real. Like, I even heard like somebody told me like rent people, like rent managers and stuff are like stacking up those payments like monthly for people, even though like people can't pay like their rent immediately
because they ain't
they're
got
stacking
no job.
Up those payments. And it's like, bro, how do you expect people to come up with, like, if your rent is like $1,500, right, and you got 3 months backed up on that, like, bro, that's where do they expect you to get like that kind of money like instantly, you know?
And people are not working
so it's just like things like that. It's like I can only imagine how people are feeling, and it's so sad. It's so sad.
So, like, people, one, accept this fear. Yes, accept coronavirus. Please accept it. Nah, I ain't telling you to get it. I'm telling you accept this
accept
fear.
That it's here.
Accept that it's here and it is real.
Don't fear it. You don't need to fear it. You're good. Like, if you're doing the right things and you're, you know, taking like the right precautions,
and that's
fine.
How you embrace it.
Yeah,
that's how you
live
embrace
your life,
this
bro.
Fear.
Live your life, but be
cautious,
grown, y'all.
Be grown, man. Use your wisdom. Use your knowledge. Be
Common
smart.
Sense.
Be alert.
Yeah.
Until you overcome it.
Facts.
You overcome.
It'll pass, man.
It will pass.
I guess I look at it like this. Like, look at it as it's just a season in our life right now, you know. And seasons do come and go, you know? So this will pass, you know? It'll pass, but, in terms of, like, I guess to give people a little bit of hope, mm-hmm. It's like, just think about this. Like, during this time, like, what are you doing with your time to, that's different than, you know, what you were doing before? Because this whole time you're at home, like, what are you doing? Like, what do you have to show for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can come out a completely changed person, a completely different person during this time right now. Like, you can use this time to work on yourself. Go do that one thing you really want to do, you know? Like, hit up old friends and just talk to them and see how they're doing. Like, this time can be used. It's like, to me, I look at it as such a hopeful time for people to just kind of reset, you know, and just build yourself. So don't look at it as like, oh, I gotta fear, even though like the real stuff is the real stuff, and like, you know, it's just hard out here, but look for little escapes, man. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Listen, yes, sir, Joey.
Listen to music, you know.
Yes, sir, Joey.
Listen to music. Like, it's a beautiful day outside today. Go for a walk, like, while you're still able to. Go right. outside, you know.
Until they really Until lock they us really, down. Like, lock us
shut,
down.
Shut stuff down. Like, the government ain't no joke, bro. So.
They're crazy. But yeah, man.
Be hopeful. Be hopeful. Be happy. Like, it's sad, but be happy. Find it in yourself to be happy.
But that is it for the topic section. Now, this is season two, y'all. This ain't season one. So we got a little something up our sleeves that we're going to try out, and we're going to actually just keep on doing it. We have a call-in section, y'all, where y'all can call in. And for this episode today, we actually have a challenge. And so we're the people that call in. You'll have questions from me and my boy Joey.
Word.
We will give you the questions, and you if you can answer the questions right, the prizes can be up to a shout out. Shout out, you know, your social media and stuff so people follow you.
Okay.
They can ask us a question about us. No limit. Sheesh.
That would be kinda
wild. That's hot. That's tough. And the last one. We're only gonna do like what, two or three people with like that award. It's Cash App, money, moolah,
ba-bling,
cha-ching. But nah. So actually, we're really about to commence. So we're actually gonna wait for a caller. And actually, oh snap, we got caller number one. Hold on, let me answer it. Caller number one, what's up? What is your name? Hello, caller. Are you in?
Here.
All right, babe. All right, so here's the two questions for you. The first question: what can be broken but never is held?
What can be broken but never is held?
Yep.
A heart?
Yeah. That's a good question.
That's a really good answer.
Really, but heart can be broken. It can be broken. Hearts can be broken.
Physically. But you can actually physically hold a heart.
And
so,
it can be held. So,
I don't know.
That was wrong.
Good
that
answer. Wrong.
Look, we're going to give you one more chance. So we're going to give you another question. What goes up but never goes down?
What goes up but never comes down?
Yep.
I don't know.
Give us an answer. Give us something.
I don't know. Rain?
Well, we're going to count you down. You got 10 seconds. 10.
Rain.
You said rain?
Yeah, but rain comes down. Hold on. I don't know.
But technically it goes up because of the recycle. Water recycle.
I'm sorry. You did not answer the question correctly.
The answer was age. Ocean, the answer was age.
Did you tell her the answer for the first one?
Oh, no, I didn't. So the answer for the other one, what can be broken but never held? A promise.
Yeah, so you were close. You were really close.
Because it was tied to, like, heart, you know, mentally and emotionally.
Yeah, you was thinking the right things, you know?
But we'll give you a shout-out. Shout-out to Osha for being on the show. Thank you. Come again for the next episode as we're going to have to do another... I want to say it's a challenge, but it's definitely some questions that we're going to ask. But
for sure.
Thank you for coming on, Ocean. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Ocean.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
All right, bye. We have the second caller, my beautiful sister, Nayana. How are you?
Okay. Hi.
How you living?
Great.
You said you're living great?
How was your day today?
Yes, how are you?
I'm good, man. Just being social distance, you know. Make sure I don't get the corona, because you know it's corona time.
I went to your room. Mom, take you out of there. You're better self-conscious about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But anyways, all right, Nay. So we're gonna do these two questions for you. If you can answer them, you'll get the $5. So let's see.
What is this?
This is my show. Like what? You called here. You called us. But anyways, all right. Here's one question, eh? There's a total of. They're not, Niana. There's a total of 6 fish in a tank, and 4 of them drown. How many are left? What? How many?
2.
2?
You're the ass. They don't drown.
You so. So how many is it? Is it 2 or is it what?
Hold on, repeat it.
Niana, it's 6.
5.
Right.
4.
What? No. I'm gonna repeat it. Drown. All right. So what's your final answer?
Fish don't drown.
So what's your final answer? How many fish are left?
6.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, she got one question right. All right, you gotta answer one more. Okay.
This is fun.
Okay, let's do one more question. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to get her because she's not getting this $5. Facts. Oh, actually, that one? Okay. Nope, you got to answer one more question. If you answer one more question, Niana, we'll give you 10. We'll bump it up. We'll give her $10. You 5, I 5. All right.
I need that 10 because I'm not working right now.
All right, bet. What can be broken but never held? You said a heart?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Now that is that your final answer?
Final answer? She sounded pretty sure.
Yeah. Is that your final answer? Say yes or no.
Sure.
And it's wrong. We really like that answer because Ocean said that last time.
Somebody else said that.
And that it was like more the heart is more, I'm thinking it more of like emotional and mental.
Niana, you can hold a heart.
You can physically
hold
a heart.
I can take your heart out and hold it in my hand.
The answer
what's
is
the, right answer?
The answer is promise. Promise can be broken, but it can't be held.
Bro, shut up.
But shout out to my beautiful sister Niana. Thank you for getting on. Quarantine. We off that. All right.
Bye, Niana. Can I ask for another one?
No, that's it. That's it for caller. You got it. Next caller.
You suck.
Next caller. Next caller. Oh!
My nigga like
Nike, my mentor, I love you. I miss you.
I love you too. I miss you too. All that good stuff.
All right, now you ready to try to get this prize?
Let's get her.
Yeah, I need some money.
She said, "I need some money." All right, bet. All right, so here's the first question.
Okay.
What gets wetter the more it dries?
Okay, these are some dumb questions.
Exactly.
What gets wetter the more it dries?
Yes, ma'am.
I can only have one guess.
Since I'm what being nice, yeah. since I'm being nice, I'll give you 2 attempts. Woo!
Anyway, what gets wetter the more it dries?
Yep.
I don't know. Like, that's stupid.
All right, well, since you can't...
Wait.
Since...
Let me guess.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't even...
Look, as she sued, I'm sorry, period, cool.
I really... I don't know.
It's a good answer.
Water. It's a good answer, but that's not it.
Am I close?
Nah.
Can I get a hint?
Mm-mm. I can't because I got to answer the other questions. But you get one more question, though. And then what goes up but never goes down?
This is stupid.
Yeah.
What goes up but never goes down?
Yep.
The sky.
The sky?
Yeah.
But the guy, What goes up and never comes down? That's actually a really good answer.
Goes up but never goes down.
The sky.
Does the sky move?
I mean, if you want to count the clouds, that's a part of the sky, and the sky, the clouds come down. What goes up, but the sky is already up, though. Unless you count clouds.
You ever watch, I was about to say Chicken Little, like, when the sky is up.
But that's not it. I'm sorry, but shout out to Nike, my big sis. I love you, and we will see you next time. I can't tell you the answer. I'll text you the answer.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'll text you the answer. All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Who's next? Who is next? Hey, we have another caller, man. State your name and where you from, my boy.
It's Kenny.
Kenny, where you from, my guy?
Columbus.
You from Columbus? Hey, I'm from Columbus too. Represent. Even though I'm from the suburbs, but it's okay. All right, Kenny, you gotta answer two questions, and then you can get a prize, my guy. Are you ready?
I'm
trying to do it. All right. What can be broken but never held?
What can be broken but never what?
Held.
Broken but never healed. A heart.
Ah, that is, bro. Why everybody saying that, bro? Bro, that's a good question, but that's a great question. That's not the answer.
So I get another one?
Yeah, we're gonna give you another question.
No, I don't get a second chance like the girl. Nah.
Nah, give him a second chance.
Bro. Nah, cause look, Neanda's probably texting her the answer. I can't go. Oh. I can't go.
We got cheaters.
Nah, we're gonna give you another question. Alright.
Ask him this one.
Ask him that one?
Okay. Did you say the answer? Did he hear the answer for that?
No, I didn't tell her the answer yet.
Alright, yeah. Ask him that one.
I really
want to see if somebody guesses, bro.
Bro, that question's alright. What gets wetter the more it dries?
A towel.
Okay, he got one right.
Bang, bang, bang.
He got one right.
He was quick.
He got one right. Okay.
Dang, bro, and I know what the first one was, dude. That's the bad part.
So he only got one out of two right. He can't get the money prize.
Give him a shout out.
But definitely give him a shout out, bro. So tell my fans, tell my followers where they can follow you at, my guy.
Yo, follow me on Instagram at HeyKen.
HeyKen. So
anything
you want to promote, anything you want to say, bro?
Oh, man, shout out NBE, man.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Hey, man, thank you for calling, bro. This would definitely be, and we'll see you later, my guy. But that was follow HeyKen on Instagram, y'all, on Instagram. But any other callers? And I think that's enough for callers, man. I'm glad. Shout out to everybody that called, man. Four callers, man. I feel good. I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Definitely was lit. Definitely had a good time. But no one. I mean, we had a couple people answer it right, but they still didn't get the prize. You had to answer two questions right. there was 50%. It was half and half. But they still got the shout out, though. That they deserve, you know.
Yeah, it was cool.
But until next time. That's it for your boy. Peace in the inner city, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all young queens, be great. Y'all young kings, be great. Have a great week. Stay inside. Wash your hands.
And you guys make sure to check me out at Joseph Guthuru _ on Instagram.
Most definitely.
Also follow my photography page, Guthuru. And yeah, thank you guys.
But that's it. Peace out, y'all.
What it is.
We off this.